This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hour one of the nation here on a Wednesday. Hope you're having a great day. As we're off and running, we have 5 hours of sports general at your service. If you see me, bear me, N.A. There's Broz, the former Cowboy Scout, the Super Bowl champion. He has Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:40. Going to preview that Commander's offense for us today. Looking forward to that.
Yes, sir.
Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh, fixing to go 5 flawless. You got Woolchuck and Schiaffalo, of course. And Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. And along with you, we are the G-Back Nation here on The Fan. You doing all right over there, Brian?
Yeah, I'm great. I just make Carter's in the, he is in the building. That's good.
He's crushing it over there. You can watch us at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. There's a little bit of a Cowboys rumor-rooski.
What?
You guys ready for it?
Yes.
ESPN's Jeremy Fowler not ruling out the Cowboys trading for a running back.
Oh.
Kind of makes sense to me. You know, I think he might be a little thin after Javonte Williams now with the Miles Sanders injury. And he's looking at former Dolphins 2024 fourth rounder Jalen Wright as a possible target because of the Cowboys' rumored interest in Wright before last year's draft. You a big fan, Bolchuk?
I loved Jalen Wright, yes. Now, I could have been wrong about him because he has not worked out in Miami, but I was a big fan of Jalen Wright's game. He will add that explosiveness that we were kind of thinking maybe Jaden Blue would give you. But that's a guy that can run in between the tackles. He's a good pass catcher. I thought he was very explosive. I thought his game would translate to the NFL even better than what he played at Tennessee. But I have had issues, and Brian, I don't know if you've run into this with certain schools and the offenses they run. Tennessee players have given me problems because of Heupel's offense and how schematically he does really a good job of scheming, especially his wide receivers open, like Jalen Hyatt, who's with the Giants now. That's a player that I've been so wrong about. I was excited about him, but he really has just been a one-trick pony, just run straight, throw him the football. So Jalen Wright, I would be very excited about. He was a player I was very high on a couple of years ago.
Yeah, this is probably one of those things where, once again, they look at their grades and, you know, they think, oh, well, they're, you know, if they trade for him, they're going to tell us they had a high second-round grade on the guy, that kind of thing. So, yeah, it makes sense. They do their college grades, they get a pro report, and the pro guys say, well, he really hasn't done this, hasn't done that, and then they circle back with all their college guys and they remember the boards and the notes they had and talk to their coaches. And yeah, that makes a lot of sense. If they're going to make a move for a player, especially one that's 1 or 2 years out of college, it's probably going to be one that they had a pretty high grade on. That's going to be the one thing that's going to turn it for them. If they're going to make these trades.
The scouting story that I brought up said, you know, he can help you in the passing game. He can run routes. He was a pretty good pass protector. Maybe lacks the power and the wiggle that you would see in maybe an elite prospect, but a lot to like about him, 4.38 speed. I like the idea of more runners. And, you know, I guess the other angle on it is this would not show very much confidence in Jaden Blue if the Cowboys are out there trying to trade for a running back right now.
And I guess, I don't know, are they trying to stash Phil Maffa? I know Shoddy was asked about Maffa in the presser, and he was like, yeah, we talked about that, but we're evaluating other options.
Yeah, he kind of said that interesting. He said there's other options out there, and I thought, did he mean out there on the practice field or out there in the trade market?
I guess maybe it is the trade market. I mean, immediately I thought, like, Malik Davis? Would they be interested in Malik Davis being activated?
Yeah, I just wondered if they're also in a situation where these young guys just aren't picking it up quick enough. You know, I mean, I just wonder if they're in a little bit of a, you know, we want to play these guys, but they're not picking it up fast enough. And, you know, to me, I still work on stuff with Blue. I think it's unfortunate that some of the times, like, they try and run him against a defense that they really didn't block all that well up front, you know, and it looked a little bit like watching Deuce Vaughn run, you know, when all of a sudden you hand him the ball and then he's getting contacted at her, you know, behind the line of scrimmage there. I think there's some big plays in that body. I really, really do believe that. But if they don't trust him for all the blitz pickup stuff and things like that, or to throw him the football or to get him involved, well, then, you know, that's on them, you know, right now. I mean, it's kind of the underlying thing right now. Are these guys really getting coached? It seems like they're guys on the offense that might be getting, the offensive line seem to be handling things pretty well, but maybe there's other areas that it's not going from the classroom to the field and then from the field to the game field.
Well, this Jalen Wright did have a monster season at Tennessee before he left.
He absolutely did.
7.5 yards an attempt.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like I told you, ran 4.38. Has not touched the football in 2025 with Ali Gordon as the backup and Achan as the starter. He carried it 68 times last year for 249. Caught 3 of 6 targets for 8 yards, so just has not worked out much in Miami. Jeremy Fowler says it's a possible fit if the Cowboys want the runner to go get him. The more interesting name out of Miami for Cowboys purposes, if they are looking for pass rush, has been Jaleb Phillips, which Wolchuk brought up yesterday, and people are talking about it. Is this real?
I reached out to Gang of Seven to see what his value would be, and I had a team tell me that he's kind of a third, fourth round value right now. Eric will tell you there's a litany of injuries you have to deal with, a knee, an Achilles. Eric, what else am I missing?
Yeah, I mean, this guy has been even dating back to his UCLA days.
Yeah, he did. College. He left football a little bit.
Yeah, they're loading up on Bruins on that defensive line. Huh?
Yeah, I guess that is the plan. I think he would be the best of the bunch, though.
Let me tell you this, though. Watching him today before the show, I just wanted to sit down. I watched him the opening game against the Colts and then this last game against the Chargers. He would be the best pass rusher you have. He would be the most active. He's the guy that would be very similar. I would think that they would try and do something like with Donovan Ezeraku that they're doing with this guy and moving him around. And I don't mean just playing him at left end, right end, but they put him over the center, much like Micah Parsons used to rush that A gap, and he completely just destroyed the Chargers center and got right in the backfield. You know, they move him around, and, you know, he's got that first step, that explosiveness, that quickness that we haven't seen from any of the other pass rushers with the Cowboys. The biggest problem is they just do not win off the first step. This guy can win. He could also, he can win with the quickness, but he can win with the pass rush moves. I mean, he's pretty active when it comes to getting after the pass rush. Like, say he plays left in, he plays right in. They kind of move him around, but very effective player.
Yeah, I think because of his injury history, I wouldn't want to give up a 3. You know, I'm looking at one of my 2 5s that I have and saying, like, sure, we'll take him, but I'm not really that excited about paying him in the offseason considering his injury history is just too much.
Yeah, and I got to look. He might have the 5th-year option situation.
First-round player.
To mess around with as well. But and he's got ties with Dick Fangio and Filthy, because Fangio was the defensive coordinator for the Dolphins a couple of years ago. So I would be wondering if maybe the Eagles would be a team that would be trying to get him as well. But yeah, he would certainly be a commodity. I think you're starting to see him distance himself from last year's injury, and like game by game, he's just getting that much better.
He's got some, there's no question he's got ability, because you watch him come off the ball and he's right on the blockers. He would be a huge upgrade for what you're doing right now.
Well, there is in this report as well, the Eagles are looking for a corner and an edge. There are reports out of Vegas. The Raiders are now listening to offers for Jacoby Myers, their wide receiver. Ideal wide receiver too, I think. Saints are taking calls on Chris Olave after wanting to resist that. They're open for business on Olave. Jeremy Fowler says several teams are calling about running backs, the Chiefs, the Patriots, the Chargers, the Texans among them, and Breece Hall is potentially the big catch. That'd be unfortunate if he got traded to a team you got to play again a little bit later on, as would be the case with the Chiefs and Chargers. The Niners are linked to six different pass rushers. They are not giving up despite losing Bosa and Warner. Edge rushers Rashawn Gary, Jalen Phillips for them as well might be targets for the 49ers. I think for the Cowboys, you get an edge, yes, but I've seen so much destruction. I think it's three players. I want to go get Jeffrey Simmons from the Titans, Jalen Phillips from the Dolphins, and Devin Bush from the Browns. Even then might not be enough. We might need Minka Fitzpatrick from the Dolphins. It might be four players to give me confidence that this defense would be good enough.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if you're looking at really making a difference and having this be like a good defense from like Poochies to this is a good defense now, I'm with you. I wonder, especially them now looking at running back, this offense can be so good, especially if you have CD and George Pickens. Can you just add two stops a game? Really? I mean, can you take a touchdown off the board? Can you take a field goal off the board, right? When it comes to, instead of allowing 30 points per game, can you allow 25, 24 points per game? That could be the big difference in them winning and losing games with how good this offense is. They're going to win with offense. They need to improve this defense just enough to where, hey, it's not every time they go on the field we're expecting them to give up points. Can they at least be a competitive unit? I think that you're not going to find a way to make this thing all of a sudden, wow, they're out there and we're looking at one of the best defenses in football. That's unrealistic.
Yeah, right.
But can you at least improve it to where you're adding a couple of stops to help this thing and to help your offense?
Just got another comment back from one of the gang. They said this is kind of like the Oway trade that just recently happened there.
Baltimore and the Chargers?
Yeah, they're looking at
the Harbaugh Bros.
Yeah, they're looking at a fourth, fifth round is what they're talking about with the player for Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another team.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
So they're
kind
of
end up getting a comp pick back, probably.
Kind of same ballpark right there with everybody's kind of thinking the same thing on this guy.
All righty. Fresh news here from around the country. We're about to have an NIL high school player, or at least a lawsuit to decide if it can happen. Jameer Brown, country's top wide receiver, class of 27. He's at the centerpiece of this lawsuit in Ohio. Seeks to allow him to benefit from his NIL while in high school, a move that may trigger the State Athletic Association to change its rules. That's how this began, I don't know, a decade or so ago in a state that ultimately pushed for name, image, likeness throughout college. The complaint names the Ohio Athletic Association, which prohibits its athletes from profiting off their NIL. The lawsuit was filed Wednesday in the Court of Common Pleas in Franklin County. Brown's committed to play at Ohio State, has earning power of more than $100,000 per year, according to the complaint. The lawsuit was filed by Brown's mother and says the blanket ban not only singles out Ohio State high school student athletes for unequal treatment, but it also unlawfully suppresses their economic liberties, freedom of expression, and restrains competition in the NIL marketplace. Yeah, you know, to me it makes sense. If you're providing services that other people are profiting from, or if you could do business as, hey, my name is the 16-year-old high school quarterback, and I believe that I'm a driver now, and I want to get my vehicle over here at the Ford shop or the Chevy shop or D&M Leasing or whatever it is. You know, if you're capable of doing that, I think, in America, we should allow people to do a little business, shouldn't we? So I don't know. I expect this. I don't know what the reaction is. You know, obviously, it's a changing landscape for coaches where now, you know, I think within a couple of years, you'll probably have a number of high school players making money. Those dynamics are going to change, but I don't think that's a good reason for preventing business being done here in the world of sports. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree with you. I haven't read up on this story, so I'm trying to take a peek ski at it right now. But yeah, I understand the ability to be able to make money and how you should be able to be afforded that. I don't know what type of, you know, can every, I mean, who's paying this guy?
That's the question.
Like,
I have.
Is it the school or is it
sponsors?
Some,
yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
He's
doing an endorsement.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the hot shot athlete in town. I'm going to read a spot or do
like
a TV
Greystone
ad or
Roofing
something.
Calls him up and says,
I'm going to tweet about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the question you have to ask yourself, and again, where nobody's against anybody making money, the question is, is this a benefit? Is this going to be paid by an alumni that's going to influence him to another place? It's like, he's committed to Ohio State, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, somebody steps up from Michigan. Dave Portnoy steps up from Michigan. And take, you know, and now it, yeah. You know, now all of a sudden it's like, well, wait a minute, we got to commit here. And now he's changing over because of, you know, just because of the situation. We saw that with, like I say, the quarterback that was the number one recruit.
Quinn Ewers?
No, the kid that left Michigan. That's the quarterback.
Oh, yes,
now.
Yes, Underwood.
Underwood. And so I just kind of wonder, I'm with Eric, who's paying it? That's the question. If they can kind of organize that all out, I have no problem. I just didn't know. Like I said, are you now going to have, like, is this going to be part of the, like, Ohio State? Is this coming out of the Ohio State fund? Is this coming out of, you know, where?
Oh,
this?
So the colleges are going to pay for a high school kid to
Yeah.
I see. I thought like paying for a high school transfer. Like if I'm across town, I want to go entice that kid.
Could be the next step to be able to maintain and keep a recruit.
That's what I'm saying, though. All of a sudden, they were like, if a recruit's maybe waffling a little bit, are we going to get?
Yeah,
Ohio State money to come in and make sure that he doesn't waffle, you know?
Yeah.
That's all. I mean, I've learned my lesson. I mean, I come from a family of bagman who used to pay players in the 70s. So I appreciate everything about it.
The original G bag,
the rules of, I think the rules actually are made college football a little bit better. I think there's a little bit more parity in college football. You know, but I, like I said, I just don't want it to get way, way, way out of hand. But we might already be there.
I got 16 seconds on soccer here for you. U.S. beat Australia 2-1 in a friendly. Haji Wright tallied twice. Former U.S. women's star Kristen Press announces her retirement from soccer. And El Presidente is threatening to remove World Cup games from the city of Boston if they don't stop their pro-Palestine demonstrations in the city. Ahead of next summer's tournament. That'd be a bummer. Be a bummer to lose your World Cup games. Okay, we got the G-Bag of the Day champ coming up. We got the top 10 at 220. Wolchuk, what is the subject matter, sir?
All right, we are getting ready for the NBA season to tip off. The top 10 NBA names from this quarter century. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Nation.
Shoot, yeah, welcome back, Nation. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first. It's 214 or 817-333-3333. There is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. We got two chances to get a flag here coming up tomorrow. Bearded Monkey in Rockwall Friday. Pickler Universe in Carrollton. 2835 right there. Bush and 35. Come on out and play some pickleball and crack some coldies with Stella Artois. Into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with your champ.
Vacated title. Vacated title. My man Michael Irvin did go five times here in the G-Bag Nation.
That's right.
Unceremoniously, might I add. That's why it didn't stick to our ribs. We just said, yep. All right, and went to the next. Yep. But yeah, Mike went five times. I got some great challengers lined up for 5:30. Some real, I'm probably going to get stopped playing this one, 100%. I'm probably going to get the kibosh on it by That's the bosses after I play it one time.
All right.
You can legally play it on air. It happened on this station, but I'm pretty sure the boss is going to say, let's not play that again.
All right. That's coming up 5:30 tonight here. Yeah. It's time now for World Chuck's Top 10. Zach with an H.
All righty. We're getting closer to the NBA season tipping off. In fact, we've got a big Mavs-Lakers preseason tilt. Luka, we'll get more into him a little bit later on the program. Not going to be playing against his former team.
Yeah, he played last night. They got another preseason game Friday. I guess it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, but that'll be a 9:30 tip-off in L.A.
And
but
let's not let it detract us from our absolute disdain and hatred for this team.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm seeing way too many Luka Laker t-shirts around town. They with the little ones.
Hours?
Yeah.
Hour?
Our hatred for the Lakers.
I guess there's a high percentage of Mav fans that do not like the Lakers. I guess that's a true thing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like the Lakers.
I don't want that Portland influence be, you know, influencing.
Well, I just figured, you know, Western Conference rival and all that.
It's the wrong button.
I know there are some old heads around town.
No, that's the right button.
There we go.
No, you have the right button. Yeah.
Some old heads around town that, you know, were NBA fans before the Mavs were here. Mm-hmm. I give them a pass, but that's it.
I guess maybe the younger generation, it just feels like, you know, we own the Lakers. That Mother's Day massacre.
You never had big playoff showdowns with them, you know, that carried on, like maybe you had with the Yankees or hell, even the Blue Jays.
But yeah, the Lakers can go after themselves. But the Ringer put out the best names over the last 25 years in the NBA. Now there's 117 player names on here, so we're not going to go through all of them.
Why not?
Or do you want to go through all of them? Is that a serious question?
Is it a serious question?
I don't know. If you really wanted to, we might have.
Just tell me what number 117 is. I want to know what the best of the worst is.
Number 117 on the best names of the last 25 years is Dwayne Bacon.
Wow, Bacon? Couldn't even crack the top 100?
Dwayne Bacon.
D. Bacon.
Mm-hmm. D. Bacon. And yeah, that says a lot.
Give me player 55.
Player 55? Yeah, you can just throw out a random number.
My old number, yeah.
And 877-881-1053. If you have a random NBA player name that just you've enjoyed over the last 25 years and you want to throw it out, like Bol Bol was number 100.
Wally Zerbiak.
Wally Zerbiak's an outstanding name. I love it. And he was pretty damn good. That was Minnesota Timberwolves. Teams. Again, didn't care because I was always feeling Turk's going to kick their ass.
What's the time frame on this thing?
It's 25 years. Since 2000.
Oh.
Since 2000.
I was going to go like Tree Rollins.
Yeah, guys Tree, like, that's a good one.
You can. Yeah. Oh, 55's a good one.
You took that Ilgauskas away from me right there. That's a good one.
Oh, was that pre-2000?
Ilgauskas.
Zydrunas.
Ilgauskas.
Fat really Lever was another one I was going to throw
55. Speedy Claxton.
Speedy Claxton.
Speedy 76ers Claxton.
76ers guard.
That
good
is,
player.
That's a sick name right there. 54 is Thon Maker.
Oh, Thon.
Oh, Thon Maker. Thon Maker.
I think he was like a stretch four.
Was he? I don't remember who the hell he was.
Dawson just throwing out there like that position.
Fab Mello at 50.
Another stretch four.
Pretty good. Fab Mello's pretty good.
47 is.
Oh, that was a guy that was off the bench, of course, with the he's with the old Supersonics.
Yeah, how many of these?
I was
games?
A board op. I was a board op when they were. I was a board op. I was on my 17th beer when I was watching him play.
Who Turkaloo getting texted in
on a black and white TV?
I missed that little staticky, but
he did Turkaloo.
I did my job.
A couple of the he do Turkaloo.
A lot of these going to be internationals. I feel.
Yeah, I think we're going to. Eduardo Nájera also did make this.
He's Mexican.
Eduardo Nájera 817.
Nas Reed.
Nas Reed's a good one. Yeah. 47. Facundo.
Okay.
Campazzo.
Facundo Campazzo. That's right.
I don't know if I nailed that, but there's.
15th man.
Yeah. He was number 47.
Recent guy. I think he's in the league right now.
Is he with New Orleans?
Is he?
He might have been with the Mavs for a brief minute.
Yeah, actually, I think you're right. That does
Campazzo?
Is this a guy
that hangs around like they pass the ball in and he steals it? He's like a kind of a sneaky player.
He's like frenetic pace Euro dude who's like always hurrying and his hair is flying everywhere and he can't play any defense, but he's hustling his ass off.
Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else from the.
His name's apparently controversial in certain areas of the world.
Why'd you bring it
what
up?
What is it again?
Facundo.
Facundo.
Hmm.
Campazzo.
You're sure you're right?
I mean, that's just what it reads. I'm not sure of anything, Brian. You know me. Carlos Delfino.
No, that's Eric.
The Delfino crime family comes in at 44. Samaki Walker.
Samaki Walker, baby.
Samaki he was a Walker bomb on those Lakers championship teams.
Dikembe Mutombo. No. Number 40 on the list. Costa Kufis at 6'8". Oh, Jarrett Jack's a good one. From the 4'3", getting texted in.
Georgia Tech.
Hakeem Olajuwon is going to be pretty high on this list. Milton Bradley. Sharif Abdul-Rahim from the 214. Nick Kalathis from the 817. Please. We did get Rodrigue Bobois. He made the list here.
Yeah, he's the dude. We couldn't trade him or
Maverick star.
Him or Profar. It's like we the team would like fold if we traded either one of those guys.
Yeah, no, that was the future.
Untouchable.
Roddy B was number 32.
Yeah.
Vladimir Radmanovich. Came in at number 31. That one just rolls off the tongue nicely.
Aren't there a bunch of those guys named
Vladimir Radmanovich, Baba Yaga, Nando DiColo, number 28 on the list.
Well, you made that one up.
No. Nando's a real one. It's also a tremendous chicken restaurant, Nando's. It's very popular in South Africa and England. Now has made its way to the States. They have a location in Addison. I'd recommend hitting it up.
What kind
got
of chicken?
Nando?
Got some grilled chicken. Nando's. And you never heard of Nando's Peri Peri sauce? You would love this sauce. I need to find a way to get you a bottle of it. My dad's obsessed with it. Puts that bleep on everything.
Okay, it's a good nickname for a banana. Throw me a Nando.
Can I get a Nando?
Yeah.
Vashon. Give me that Nando.
Okay.
Simbular. Number 26. Simbular.
Just one name, Simbular?
Sim is the first name. Mular is the last name.
Oh.
Coco Crisp, that's a different
sport. Coco Crisp is, I love that.
It's a beautiful
and,
name.
Yeah, and he let that fro out, and he have it like all through the hair.
Yeah.
You know,
Coco Crisp was
his hat is on, and you see the fro at the bottom and at the back. Oh,
he was doing the aura thing before this aura thing became popular.
Yeah.
He was repping the aura.
How about Bo Outlaw? I like that name.
Bo Outlaw.
Good name. Bo Outlaw.
That's sick. That is a fire
He sound
name.
Like a rebounding machine.
Yeah,
he was.
Took him, Bo.
He'll defend you. Finish on the break.
Fabricio Oberto. At 25.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Portland Basketball Network. Crack. Crack.
Fabricio Oberto sounds like he owns like a frozen pizza chain.
Fabricio. You
know? Give him one of those Obertos.
Kem Birch.
Oh, Alberto.
Is Kem it 23 Birch. On here? Kem Birch.
Kem Birch?
Is it Cam? It's K. K-H-E-M. That's how he spells his first name.
Kem Birch. He sounds like a senator from North Carolina.
Stanislav Medvedenko at 22. Shout out to Mo Bamba.
Yeah.
Antonio McDice.
Yeah, that's fly.
Antonio McDice. It's a good one.
He's doing media stuff now, I believe.
Ish Smith.
Ish.
Your first name Ish.
Ish, yeah, Ish.
That's good. A real name? Ish. Ish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ish, yeah.
Ish Smith, because they didn't want to do, they tried not to do any nicknames on here. Ish. Part of the list.
Shout out to Ish.
Ooh.
What about Precious Achiuwa?
I think I did see Precious Achiuwa on here. It might be in the top 10. Precious might be a top 10-er.
It's usually a big girl's name, isn't it?
Oh,
there was the movie called Precious.
Oh, okay. Is that
Precious was a big girl.
Sorry, and he's a big?
Sign girls are forever, right?
Definitely not a guard.
Nick Van Exel.
Yeah.
Came in at 16.
Amazing.
Bonzi Wells.
Oh, Bonzi Wells. Clee Anthony Early at 15.
Clee Anthony?
Clee Anthony.
Clee Anthony. That didn't catch on.
Clee Anthony Early.
That boy got his great-grandfather's name, Clee Anthony.
Clee Anthony.
Well, you look like your grandfather.
Jamario Moon at 14.
Oh, yeah.
Raptors.
Royale Ivy at
Longhorn.
13. Royale.
I think they just called him Royal.
Can I get the Royale with cheese?
What about Sadiq Bey?
Okay, Bo Outlaw's 12.
Oh,
Bo Outlaw is 12 on here. Hell of a pull. Sadiq Bey is a great name, too. Sadiq Bey also didn't make the list. Von Wafer at 11.
Yeah, Von Wafer.
He's
strong.
A pudding.
Von Wafer.
He would be making an appearance in sports names that connote delicious treats.
Oh, delicious treats.
Vanilla Wafer. That was iconic in the 80s.
Vanilla
Wafer.
I feel
like kids don't know him that well anymore.
My kids will literally go knock on my neighbor's door for some Vanilla Wafer.
Nice. What was the phrase? Was it delicious treats?
Yummy delights is what I'm looking for right now in this moment. Yes. Look at you. You pulled that.
Delicious nose.
Hold on. Let me find it in here. I'll give you the whole Von situation.
Wafer. Vanilla Wafer's known as Yummy Delights.
Oh, hold on.
Did you get your hands on some good local eating around here, Cole? I mean, we got the barbecue, the Whataburger. Have you been pleasantly surprised at some of the Yummy Delights?
Have you been
pleasantly surprised at some of the Yummy Delights?
And did we call them fat? No. No.
We didn't. No. That was our first player show, probably, with Eric.
See?
Yeah.
See?
The Yummy Delights.
Asking about food since day one.
We devolved into
that or how much you bench.
We honed our game in.
What you lifting now, bro?
Who do you like without a shirt on in your locker room?
What's your max?
Are you squatting in there? You wearing clothes or
just
not?
Just simply, what's the most impressive thing you do in the weight?
So vascular.
Are the jocks still a thing in baseball? We're wearing the jock.
Good Lord, dude. You pop a vein out from time to time.
Yeah.
Deadless Shrimp being texted him.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
For sure.
Rip Hamilton.
Eddie will ball you out, too.
Yeah, he will.
Shrimp will ball you out, bro.
Heath Van Horn in the 214. OG Ananobi. Mo Cheeks. And I think Mo Cheeks was prior to this.
I think Mo Cheeks is way prior to this.
Mo Cheeks is a great name.
Then if you're going to do that, go World Be Free.
Good as Joe Johnson.
Oh, yes. 10, I don't really get, but it's Don Reed.
Don Reed
comes in at 10.
It's the Marlboro man.
Best names in the NBA.
Da, da, da.
9 is Othella Harrington.
Othella.
Georgetown.
Othella is a tough one.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah. I don't know. He probably had a name.
Have you read it? You know, people always going to ask you that when you say your name's Othella.
Othella?
Yeah. Give you some Othella trivity right there on the plot.
Hakeem Olajuwon at 8. Ruben. Ooh, this is going to be tough. Ruben Boumshay.
Yeah, Boumshay. He was a trailblazer. He's a backup center.
Boumshay.
Might have been a Georgetown guy, too.
He gave me the hyphenetic here.
He's a bum.
I think I blew that, too. But
Boumshay,
Ruben. Kerry Kittles comes in at 6.
Oops.
Stromile Swift at 5.
Do what? Excuse you?
Yeah, Stromile Swift.
Did we say Bismack?
Bismack Biyombo?
Yeah.
That was on here. Yeah, Bismack Biyombo.
Is pretty incredible.
That's
an
outstanding smack.
Game. That's crazy.
DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah.
At 4. Olden Polynice?
Polynice.
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 Comes in at 3. Polynice. Mookie Blaylock at 2.
Yeah.
Original name of Pearl Jam.
Mookie's a hell of a name. I love that.
I think that was some Fred trivia a couple weeks ago.
Number 1. Best name in the NBA over the last 25 years, see if you agree.
Grady Dick.
Grady Dick is.
Cheryl Swoops.
Vontigo Cummings.
Pretty good name.
Vontigo.
Vontigo.
He's a Miami Heat guy.
Cummings.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Hey, who's our basketball coach at the Celtics? It's Joe Mazzulla, right?
Yeah, Joe Mazzulla.
Did you see what they had? They were playing.
Oh yeah. Teach him a little respect.
Media versus coaches.
Media. Yeah, it was supposed to be like a media on media game, and he said Joe Mazzulla said, "No, you're playing the Celtic coaches."
Yes.
So the media had to hook up.
It's outstanding. They beat him like 57-4, didn't they?
One of the beat writers has a whole story up about it, and it's like got my ass kicked, but it was the best day of my life. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah, that sounds amazing and exhausting. Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
Top 10 is in the books here in the G-Bag Nation. Chief, we got a little college football coming up, don't we?
We sure do. Yes, we do. College football, Darty, another coach is about to be fired, and we take a look at the best matchups of the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low-impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
And that's next year in the nation.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation. You're on the Fan. Time for a college football darty. It's a day party with the Chief. Here's Eric.
Yeah, man, we got a lot going on. The coach potentially about to get fired when he wakes up Sunday morning. And some big matchups for Saturday right after this.
Looky here. Mr. Cold Turkey put a mini booze bottle in his headset.
I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Special teams, freaking joke.
I want them now to say our name again!
Well, I don't get they bring the head cold.
Congratulations to Carson Beck and Ty Simpson as they are now the odds-on favorites for your Heisman. A little bit unsexy.
Not sexy at all.
Not sexy enough.
Nope. Need more sex.
Ty Simpson, though, has been absolutely locked in.
Yes.
Very impressive player. And Alabama's got that thing turned around to this point. Fernando Mendoza.
To this point.
The Hoosiers quarterback is third in the Heisman odds. Then it's the wide receiver and quarterback for Ohio State. It's Jeremiah Smith and Julian Sain. That's how it's looking right now. But every week, this thing changes. As soon as you think it's Dante Moore, bang.
Mm. Every week it changes.
Every week?
Wake me up on December 5th when they all show up at the downtown athletic club and who's all standing there.
That's when it'll really get you going.
Right now it's they have no idea who's going to be this guy. Is there any positional guys that are in the mix for this thing?
Well, Jeremiah Smith, Buckeye receiver.
Yeah, Julian Love.
Not seeing Julian Love at this point.
Is he number two? Is Smith number two in this thing?
He's fourth right now.
Okay.
Behind three quarterbacks.
Okay.
So we'll see. Just fun to monitor as the season goes on. But it's Beck and Simpson right now. But of course, we wake up in December and see it's a completely different crew.
No Francisco Mendoza?
Yeah. Gosh, dang it. Are you guys... You guys ball sacking me right now?
Yeah.
Okay, thank God.
Just want to make sure you're on your toes.
I'm going to light the Heisman odds on fire, and we'll just wait until the end.
Every week, though, you kind of give us two names.
I just like to give you a little update, and every week it's been new names for the most part.
And then every week we play that odds game, and Wooly cheats.
Right, that's why I didn't play the game. I just told
you. I'm not cheating.
I told the team you just decided not to listen.
I had one good week, and I cheated.
Any positional players?
Oh, no, he absolutely cheated. You got every one of them right last week.
I didn't get everyone right. Right.
Dawson?
I just got more than you did.
If he didn't cheat, it was, you know, a lottery winning odds that he pulled off.
We do GTS, man. Like, somebody's always going to be cheating, you know? But if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
I'm absolutely cheating this week.
Woolchuck's trying his balls off.
Give me Baltimore -7.5.
Ooh, I don't know. 2.5?
Yeah.
Am I looking at it?
Just no, I'm not looking at
like,
it.
Like you guys
did
do
I see it this morning?
No, you guys do a damn show every week about it, I'm sure.
Well, not during the regular season.
Well, you still prep for it like you do.
You're right.
That's true. Okay, Florida head coach Billy Napier could be fired, quote, as soon as this weekend, according to USA Today Sports.
To the Florida win.
The AD met with a handful of influential boosters on TV Tuesday and was told continuing financial support depends on a, quote, new direction within the football program. So we'll probably be saying sayonara to Billy Napier in the very near future. It's Joe Brady, the Bills offensive coordinator.
He's a hot name.
Is now the odds-on favorite to be Penn State's next head coach. And it was Matt Rhule yesterday, so that's already changed. But you have Joe Brady was a grad assistant for the Nittany Lions back in 2015, and now he's the OC with the Bills.
Here's the kicker, guys. What's the name of the owner for the Buffalo Bills? Paluga? I can't say it. The owner,
but if you keep trying.
That's why I'm asking for help, bro. The owner for the Buffalo Bills. Can you look up his name and tell me how to pronounce it? I'll talk like while you're doing this.
Terry Pegula.
Pegula. Okay. He is the guy that's paying out the buyout for the previous coach.
Oh, he's footing the bill for Franklin?
This guy's a Penn State alum.
Oh.
So that's how Joe's name. See, this is reasons why you have me on this program.
No,
yeah,
these are the reasons.
These are the
not
reasons
for
why
against the spread.
Yeah, not for that at
these
all.
Reasons.
But for these reasons, yeah, this
connecting
guy,
the damn dots.
This guy, the Buffalo Bills owner, is a Penn State alum, and he's putting up the money for the Franklin buyout. Is what he's doing.
I love it.
That's why they're talking about that.
That's going to be such a fail, don't you think?
For Brady Joe,
I don't know. Like,
hey man, we'll find out. Right? Just like the Heisman. We'll find out.
What about, what's wrong with Rhule? Tell me about
Recruiting the friggin' Penn State players now.
Rhule's doing smart work right now. He is taking advantage of this. Yes, the number one running back in the country is supposed to be going to Penn State. And what does Matt Rhule do immediately after Franklin gets fired? Boop, boop, jumps right in there. Gives him another offer.
Offer.
What Matt a Rhule's play
not,
by me.
He's not leaving Nebraska. He's a Husker.
Hadn't had a running back there since I am hip.
Nebraska's a better job. Excuse me, Rex Burkhead? Please, sir. Have damn respect.
Don't ask on Rex.
I am hip.
I am hip. That was his name.
He hate me.
Yeah. No, I am hip was
Roy
running back
Hallou
in Nebraska.
Jr.? Come on, dude.
But they hadn't had a running back there, please. Johnny Rogers, maybe in 71. Last time we've had a running back. Rex Burkhead, please.
Yeah, Rex Burkhead. Go check him out at Nebraska. Beat Ohio. Last time they beat Ohio State.
Any natties
with
that
Rex
guy?
Burkhead.
Big natties.
Any natties on
No
there?
Natties. All right. He was the one man wrecking crew. What was he supposed to do?
Was he like a Texas Bowl champion? Something like that?
Yeah, he did. They definitely won bowl games with him.
100%. I'm just talking like no, like
threw a touchdown pass as a running back in the Big 12 championship.
MVP of the Meineke Car Care Bowl.
I was just curious.
Their only touchdown they had against Texas in the game that Ndamukong Suh wrecked shop was a Burkhead touchdown pass. He's a legend at Nebraska.
As much as I love talking about Sex Burkhead, we can't do that right now because we have big games on the horizon. Okay. We have dueling kickoffs, 6:30, Tennessee, Bama, USC, Notre Dame. Does anybody know the last time USC won in South Bend?
The Tush Push? The Bush Push.
Yeah. Matt Leinart.
2005.
Matt Leinart, yeah.
20 years ago.
It was
You don't even have that in front of you. Way to go, bro.
Matt Barkley.
There you go. 2012.
Matt Barkley.
Lane Kiffin and Brian Kelly were the coaches. Matt Barkley, Tommy Reese.
I tried to leave him on the tarmac there in South Bend. He wouldn't do it.
Gross game. Matt Barkley versus got on the Tommy plane. Reese.
USC was in a conference called the Pac-12.
What is that?
Something like that.
Vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
It was Marcus Freeman, who's now the Notre Dame head coach, was the linebackers coach at Kent State. Lincoln Riley was the offensive coordinator at East Carolina. The current quarterback for Notre Dame, CJ Carr, was 6 years old. And I was walking the stage at high school graduation. All right. That is the last time USC won in South Bend. And
graduated in November.
Ed Warder has to chime in about these Nebraska running backs, Mike Rozier and Lawrence Phillips.
Yeah.
I mean, the disrespect you're giving the Huskers runners,
really the entire segment has just been disrespect. Amir it's just Abdullah, been like, let me completely lift my leg and treat you like a fire hydrant.
It started when you played the opening.
Yeah. Sure did.
Gosh.
All right, Bama.
I wish I could turn your mic off sometimes.
Bama.
Reach over here.
Actually, the new the new studio that has the broadest mute button.
What?
That we all have the access to.
Oh, at the new studio?
Yeah. So.
Oh, perfect.
It's pretty exciting.
That would be pretty funny. Yeah. Like, you're just talking to him.
Brian, can you turn your mic off?
So, Nick Saban was talking about this. The most important rivalry to Alabama is Tennessee. Tennessee has beaten Bama 39 times, the most of any other program. So this is going to be a big one. It's in Tuscaloosa, but I stumbled upon this old clip, and maybe you guys have heard this before, but I hadn't been aware of it. This is a throwback clip. Looks like we're talking in the 90s on the Alabama campus. You got some dude reporting, walking around interviewing Alabama students.
Okay.
And this Alabama student in lead up to the Tennessee game gave us a legendary clip.
Man, I hate Tennessee because first of all, it's Tennessee. And I just hate them because they low down, they dirty, they some snitches. And I hate Philip Fulmer. I hate their colors. I'm not a dog person. I just hate Tennessee, man. Like, I hate Neyland Stadium. It looks like a garbage truck worker convention. And I hate all their quarterbacks. I hate Tennessee, man.
Describe what you feel about their colors, too. I thought that was interesting.
It reminds me, it's not that orange that you can stand. See, I hate Tennessee more than I hate Auburn. Hmm. I just dislike Auburn. I hate Tennessee. See, Tennessee's colors is that throw-up orange. It's not that orange that you can sit with. It's that puke inside of a pumpkin orange. And I don't like pumpkins.
Right.
So I really don't like Tennessee, man. I can't stress that enough, man. And
yeah, you have.
They losers. They sore losers because they're not Alabama, and I hate Tennessee, man.
That was beautiful, man. Probably the best interview I've done all year. Thank you, man.
I can't stress that enough. I hate them.
I can't stress that enough.
He kept going in the walk-off right there.
Yeah, I mean, they had gone on a run that Tennessee was a national power there in your Peyton Manning and T. Martin years. And they carried that probably, I don't know, what do you think, into the early 2000s or so before the luster had kind of worn off and they'd slid back?
Yeah.
Right around the time R.J. Choppy left.
Derek Dooley showed up and all that. Yeah, they were.
By the way, how much of a favorite do you think Notre Dame is over USC?
I don't know. Let me look it up real quick.
Please do.
6.
I wasn't prepared for this question.
4.5.
9.5.
Wow.
Come on,
9.5.
Why do you look it up quick?
I was too busy focusing on Nebraska and their 8.5-point favorites on the road against Row the Boat, Minnesota.
Okay. I would like to take this segment and just send it off into the sun.
2024 Nebraska.
There it goes. Everybody can go after
Hall of Famer.
I thought you did a nice job, Chief. Way to fight through it.
Appreciate that.
I feel your pain. Should this stat play a big role in the Cowboys' decision to buy or sell? That's coming up next here. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
Trajan. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.